3 of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis Network. We are joined by Ken Rasmussen, and a very important update indeed. And you're going to find on our show, we don't have the snooze like you get on the regular television networks, the called the put you to sleep news. We're going to give you the real news about what really is going on. The solutions to our problems aren't just throwing money at things. When more than two-thirds of the so-called no earmarks, which there's almost 9,000 earmarks in this liar who gave a presentation, the usurper-in-chief, to the joint session of Congress, Mr. Obama, we're not going to call him Mr. President, as Alan Key says, tried to state that they are going to find new energies. Well, the new energy technologies have existed and do exist, but aren't getting proper support, and it doesn't take billions. It takes the lack of concerted effort to suppress the technology for the HAFC, which is a plasma technology to make cars, even large cars, have 140 miles per gallon. The water car technology that was destroyed with the death of the inventor. New technologies transferred to Dr. Peter Greer, and his own engineer being shipped to literally at the same time of the approval and the acquisition of the documents to rebuild that technology to convert water directly into hydrogen fuel. They don't want you to have unlimited energy, your own food supply, a sovereign nation. They don't want you to have any property. That's the facts. And if you believe the foolishness that's out there, that they think that, quote, throwing money at our great-grandchildren at a problem today will solve, you're going to be duped by the chief dupe and pimp for the New World Order, Mr. Obama. To tell you the truth of what's going on with the HAFC and those who are real heroes trying to get the technology out there like Dennis Lee, and others, here is a story from Ken Rasmussen. Welcome back to the show. We have lots of time for you, Ken, to tell the whole story.
Okay, good afternoon, Dr. Deagle. Thanks for giving me this opportunity to report on what's been happening here in the background that just never seems to make it to the front page unless it's bad derogatory news, and then they never print a retraction.
Right, and of course the fact is these technologies have been proven. They've done dynamometry tests to prove that you can actually get this kind of mileage. They don't refute the technology. In fact, Ford Corporation signed a deal to have the HAFC in all of their vehicles coming up in 2010, but I'd heard that they recently did some kind of retraction or on hold on this. Even though they saw the technology, know it works, but the Ford Motor Corporation, even though they're out there like all these other big motor corporations, don't want to make cars that last 30 years, get 150 plus miles per gallon, and also don't pollute the environment while they save us tons of money. They don't want that. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, about the most frustrating thing I have to deal with running my energy website, which, by the way, is commutefaster.com. Just click on the energy button there, is people confront me and say, okay, if you know about all these great technologies, why can't I buy it at Walmart? Why doesn't AutoZone have it? Why don't I see it there? Why isn't it on TV? Whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
People have no idea what it costs to take an idea from the invention stage to a working prototype to actually getting it on the shelves at Walmart. I've used this expression time and time again. Walk down any aisle at Walmart, pick up anything, and there were several million dollars of investment by somebody to get that on that shelf. So capitalization is one issue, politics is the other, and that's what we're going to have to be dealing with today. Praise the Lord. An act of righteousness was accomplished on February 9th by an honest judge, if I dare use those two terms.
Well, we do. We have honest FBI agents, honest NSA. We've got good people in the FBI that stand up and speak out and take action, even though they don't get their kudos, even though your name will never be spoken, let's say in the next few years, might be decades from now. We want to celebrate you out there, whistleblowers and people that are real Americans, real citizens of Earth, real humanitarians that want to stand up for truth and liberty. Please tell the whole story.
Yeah, I will jump to the end of the story first so everybody will know what I'm leading up to. And I just got a copy of Judge Michael Shipp's decision. He's a federal district court judge in the state of New Jersey. I have a copy of his 13-page written decision on my webpage. Again, commutefaster.com. Go to click on the energy page, energy button there, and you'll find the link then that'll take you over to the word for word exactly what he had there copied. Now, here's what led up to that decision. In January, Federal Trade Commission, FTC, stormed into the New Jersey courtroom and Dutchman Enterprises facilities in New Jersey, slapped a temporary restraining order on all financial assets, including the marketing director Dennis Lee's personal accounts, froze all money. He couldn't use a credit card. He couldn't write a check. He couldn't pay his heating bill. He couldn't pay his phone bill. None of the corporate bills could be paid. All company payroll checks had been cut the day before. They were not allowed to hand them out to the employees because the account was frozen. So that stopped absolutely everything. Dutchman was in the process of building a financial war chest in hopes of bringing the PICC out shortly. Now they can't. All they had was with the HEFC was being shipped up to February. Excuse me, the restraining order hit sometime in January. My mind just blanked out. You'll have to go read the text on my page. You'll see the exact date.
Now, the HEFC, just to get beyond the acronym, what does HEFC stand for?
Okay, that stands for Hydrogen Assist Fuel Cell. We're dealing with two different technologies here.
Right.
One, the PICC, which is pre-ignition catalytic converter. That's not available yet. It's a matter of capital and a lot of matters. It is a proven technology. A full-size van was converted to the PICC technology, tested on a dynamometer. The dynamometer test was not usual. They set it for a 20% upgrade hill, which is something that's like four-wheel drive climbing. That's a steep hill. They ran it for a full hour. I don't know a location in the country that you could drive a 20% grade for a full hour at 65 miles an hour. You're going to run out of highway or you're going to run out of mountain.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
what they ran it at. It tested out on a dynamometer over 140 miles to a gallon.
Wow.
Now, that's with the PICC technology, which, again, Dutchman has a prototype. That's as far as they've gotten. They have not had the capital to get into major manufacturing on that. Now, the PICC, when you look into that technology, one of the things it requires is a small amount of hydrogen. Okay, that leads to the preliminary technology that we do have available now, the hydrogen assist fuel cell, which generates hydrogen, adds it to your fuel blend, and increases your mileage. It also has another unique thing that most other hydrogen boost technologies do not have, and that's a thing called an optimizer. The optimizer goes into your car's computer and corrects all the errors in its combustion timing and everything so that it can utilize this extra hydrogen. That's the major difference between the HEFC and any other hydrogen boost device on the market. So, okay, that's the product we had. FTC storms in. January slaps a restraining order. Now, here's where it really gets ugly. FTC demanded Dennis Lee personally show up. The restraining order was placed on, a Wednesday. Dennis Lee was informed he had to show up for a deposition on Friday. Dutchman has a corporate attorney of their own who would have worked free through the trial, except that she was not licensed to handle court cases in the state of New Jersey. She's licensed for New York. So for anything happening in New Jersey, Dennis Lee and Dutchman had to find a new attorney. Well, all their money was frozen. Show me an attorney anywhere in the country that will work without a retainer. That's what they encountered. So Dennis was forced to go into a deposition in front of a high-powered FTC attorney on Friday, right, just 2 days after he learned of the restraining order.
Amazing.
And had no legal counsel whatsoever. So that's
terrible.
The point I need to make before you bring here.
Evil, evil legal actions again by these corrupt people. We'll be back in a moment with more of this remarkable story. You want to stay tuned and hear the real story about suppression of real technology today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
I remember when I lost my mind. welcome back to the NutraMedical Report, and we're joined by Ken Rasmussen, remarkable analysis of the real situation of suppression of technology. And we're not talking about a lot of money here to get this out on the shelves, millions of dollars, but not billions or trillions. We have a caller, Mike in Illinois, with a question for Ken Rasmussen. Go right ahead, Mike. You're on the air.
Hey, Ken, how you doing? Dan, real quick, thank you. I used to do a lot of research, haven't done none for a couple of years, but a little side note, thank you, doctor, for your Cardivite, your Nutridyne, your Indomines, and the other products years I take. My mind and my body's back. What I was getting into, I was doing some research that I used to do a long time ago on Kepin's skater motor, and I was really shocked because when I was getting down in the deep with this, I find out that our government, whenever anybody comes out with patents on, tries to patent really good products such as yourself and all this tons of stuff that's out there, you turn into, depending on your product, your invention, a national security risk. They pull your patent, and it is taken up by the military-industrial complex in our government.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly.
That's all I wanted. That's why I wanted to touch it. I'll listen on the air. Thank you.
Absolutely. Gentlemen. If you think of other questions, call back. Ken, your question and comment on that.
Mike, you're quite correct. I believe it was Tom Vallone, who was a former U.S. Patent Office employee himself, said that there was a back room that he found of sidetracked patents, at least 4,000, that were denied simply for national security issues. So, fill in the blank.
That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. So, if I can get back here on what was happening to Dennis Lee.
Yes, please continue.
You get the restraining order on Tuesday or Wednesday. On Thursday, he's pleading with the court to at least release enough money for him to hire an attorney. They had searched all around New Jersey to get a properly licensed attorney that could present a case in a New Jersey court, even though it was federal district court. I don't understand legalities on that, but anyway, to find a proper attorney, they found one that had actually won a case against FTC in his past, so that's the one they wanted. They pleaded with the court to release enough money to pay his retainer and hire him. The court set up a conference call with FTC to see if they would allow funds to be released for the sole purpose of acquiring an attorney. FTC said no. Dutchman's attorney asked FTC, does this mean you are going to deny our client legal counsel? And FTC's answer is yes.
See, that's
let me identify the correct party. The New Jersey attorney who had the proper licenses to act is the one who contacted FTC asking if FTC would at least allow enough funds to be released for his retainer. And FTC told the New Jersey law firm, no, they would not.
Wow.
Okay, so that was Thursday. Friday, Dennis Lee had to go into a deposition in front of the FTC attorney. That's all, not the court, but just in a deposition in front of FTC with no legal counsel whatsoever.
That's unethical. I know as a medical legal doctor, you cannot force someone to a depo without an attorney, without legal counsel. That is completely, that evidence could be completely thrown out on the face of it just because.
Okay, so then Monday morning was the trial. Dennis Lee steps up as defense and uses the old joke that any individual that uses himself as his attorney as a fool for a client. I know I misphrased that joke, but be well.
Unless I'm going to add a proviso, unless you've got jurisdictionary with Dr. Fred Graves and you've been a jurisdictionary medical legal patriot in our new, what I call the legal militia that's being developed right across America, as we have Dr. Fred Graves literally on every week training people with this new package, because whether you have an attorney or not, if you have jurisdictionary, you can take them to court and you can win.
So, thank God for an honest judge. Judge Michael Shipp, right at the start of the trial, said he was very uneasy having anyone in front of him with no legal counsel, and he stopped the trial dead cold before anything started, overrode the FTC's demands, and freed up enough money for Dennis to hire this one attorney that, like I say, had had a track record at least once of winning a case against FTC. So praise the Lord, it was opened up. But now, what did he do? This is on Monday. He resets the trial date for the following Thursday. So now he has only 3 days to both find an attorney and find an expert witness.
That's
who
not
knows
possible.
How much the FTC paid for their expert witness.
Yeah, that's not possible. You're talking about something that's going to take minimum 6 weeks to prepare, review your witness, get your evidence together. That's not reasonable.
Well, this is where there was obvious divine intervention here.
Right.
They freed up only $5,000. That had to cover attorney and expert witnesses.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. What was the best expert witness that Dennis found? Ironic on the name, it was a Dr. Lee who had a double doctorate in internal combustion engines, who was quite familiar with HAFC technology, and he thought it was great, endorsed it totally. The one drawback, Dr. Lee lived in South Korea.
Right.
They managed to get him there by Thursday.
Wow.
So here they came in with a double doctorate, speaking for the defense, and the second expert witness was a former vice president from the Society of Automotive Engineers.
Wow.
also endorsing the HAFC.
Right.
The court trial proceeded, and then another 5 or 6 days went by before they finally heard the judge's decision. That was issued on February 9th, I believe. And again, please go to my webpage for the accurate dates. My mind is blanking out here.
Yeah, there's a lot of details.
Yeah. So the court made a decision. And by the way, it's 13 pages of a bunch of legalese there. If you scroll all the way down to the bottom end and look at the last footnote on the last page, you'll see that the FTC tried to drag it on further. Tried to extend the restraining order even further, and the judge said, no, this is my decision, take it. Now, the decision is made. Now comes the question, okay, as an HAFC affiliate, I try to sell them myself, and Dennis Lee, Dutchman, we all wanted to get posted on the internet exactly what the judge had to say.
Right.
And we wanted a transcript of the entire court proceedings, because I'll tell you some of the comments that happened during the court proceedings. In Dutchman's ads, you'll see one of a blue Honda Civic 2007 claiming 85 miles per gallon. That happens to be Dennis Lee's personal Honda. He had it parked out in the driveway. His top engineer was on the witness stand and said, we have one of our vehicles getting over 80 miles to a gallon parked out in the court's parking lot. You're welcome to go for a ride with us now.
Right. And
no, it was not allowed. FTC would not allow any evidence to be presented.
Well, that's clever, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
It shows us they're pretty, they have a lot of, as they say, chutzpah, or they're pretty damn bold.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. We'll be back in a moment with more details on the HAFC and some more stories and technology about what can be done today. Technology that's being suppressed for decades to benefit the oil industry and the global corporation and banksters. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. Of course, the PICC, the pre-injection catalytic cracker, creates a plasma. And this plasma literally completely burns the fuel. It's amazing. I recall a story that my father told me back almost 30 years ago, that a friend of his had purchased a vehicle directly from Detroit, a large T-Bird, before the last year they had those large fins on them, probably a car around 6,500 pounds or more. And when he got it out the highway, he was getting 75 miles on the highway and 50 in the city. He thought there was something wrong, so he opened up the hood and said, experimental carburation system. And he deduced, because he was a special instrumentation fitter working on nuclear power plants, heavy water plants, and gas plants, that it was creating a plasma When they contacted him, they said, hey, I've paid it for cash. There's not even a loan on it. He bought a new car every 2 years because he's making really good money. And they eventually had to give him $500,000 to be quiet at a new vehicle every 2 years for 10 years. So, yeah, there's hundreds of patents with each of these corporations like Exxon, Mobil, Esso Corporation in Canada, Chevron, all kinds of government intervention. In fact, the NSA, people need to know this, 90% of the budget for the National Security Agency, which is 300 times bigger budget than the CIA, and the CIA is hundreds of times bigger budget than the FBI, 90% of the budget for the NSA is for industrial espionage and technology suppression and control and release to the military-industrial complex. Well, they have it shuttled away in deep recesses of their facilities. They don't allow it out to the public or even to protect our military from the dangers of battle. This is just evil of a galactic level, and there's solutions for every problem, including fuel energy. Please continue.
Yeah, Dr. Deal, I have to agree with you. NSA is,
evil.
Level of spying that they do on everybody.
It's industrial espionage. It's its primary job.
Yeah. Let me finish up on the final atrocity here that was placed against Dutchman and Dennis Lee.
Yes.
So as we dealers and those of us who market the product wanted to get the actual court documents so that I could quote it properly on my website, I didn't want to spout off a bunch of wild opinions here.
Right.
I can only speak for myself. When I called the court's office and asked for a transcript, the court Judge Michael Schiff's office said none was made.
Wow.
I asked why, and her response was that was all she was allowed to say.
Wow. That's unethical, illegal. They have to make a court transcript, because they even have a legal proceeding with a judgment. Without a transcript, there's no actual action.
Now, Dennis Lee's attorney pressed him even further and got this information. The FTC made sure there was no court stenographer present during the entire trial. Since microphones were visible, everybody assumed that it was simply being audio recorded and that it would be transcribed later. When Dennis's attorney tried to get a copy of the audio, the court claimed that the audio recording system failed.
That's not possible. So the redundancy in the controls and audio recording and court proceedings is the highest level of redundancy, like NASA. It's like walking into a professional studio at NBC Studios in New York and you think that the studio techs aren't going to know that they have a live mic. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. So we are left with no evidence. There's obviously somebody destroyed it, period. And fill in the blank. Who do you think did it? Dennis Lee wanted this information out, and fortunately we do have the judge's decision. And as I say, I do have the judge's decision posted in its entirety at my website, commutefaster.com, energy link. So next we need to get into I need to finish up here.
Yeah.
Dutchman is back in business. The HAFC is available now. I've got links on my site. There's plenty of other dealers selling it too, so you're welcome to buy from whoever you prefer to. I appreciate the business. The PICC is set back. I'm going to make my own guess. The PICC is set back a year now because the money that was squandered trying to defend something that didn't need any defense. Legal expenses and whatnot was the war chest that was going to be bringing the PICC out. It's still a genuine technology. Dutchman's doing everything they can to pick themselves up out of the dust now and lick their wounds and get back into business. The HAFC, which is a hydrogen boost system that is guaranteed still to boost your mileage performance by 50% or more, or you get your money back in the hardware. Now, Dutchman does not have their own mechanics. I'm going to bare our backside here and show you the problem we've got. The HAFC is rather expensive, in some people's opinion, at $1,000, $1,040, I think, technically. So it's not something you're going to put on a car that you expect to fall apart in a year. You want to put this on a car that you plan to keep for the next five years or so. The the HASC is a quality unit. It is also a very complex installation. The mechanics that are getting 100% success, in other words, every car they do an installation on works, are mechanics that are very experienced in working with the car's computer, because the car's computer interface is probably the most crucial thing in the whole design. Mechanics who understand that are getting top-notch results. Mechanics who prefer the old carburetor cars and patching your car up by the seat of your pants kind of thing are not having a good success rate. So if you can find a mechanic that is very familiar with OBD2 and interfacing with the car's computer, then you'll do quite well with a mechanic, and you're really better off getting a mechanic that's already familiar with your own car.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what we are recommending.
Now, why would you made a very important point. I'd like you to repeat that, please, Ken, about what the computer's trying to override to turn it back into a non-plasma-type fluid so that it lowers carburation. Can you tell us about that?
Okay, here's the technical explanation of why it's absolutely necessary. The car's computer... And I'll be nice with the oil with the car companies.
Don't be nice. You're on the Nutramedical Report. Tell the whole truth, and say slash and burn. Go ahead.
Whether it's intentional or not, you'll have to decide. But here's what the car companies set it up. It's called a stoichiometric blend. That means a perfect match of your combustible molecule and your oxygen atom or molecule. That's a stoichiometric blend, perfect one-to-one match. They set that up for gasoline. Only, period. The gasoline you get at the pump, nothing else. That's what your new cars are tuned for. However, the HASC adds hydrogen. When you add hydrogen to the blend, it changes the chemistry of the gasoline. You're now dealing with a different fuel, period. This now requires a different stoichiometric blend to get total combustion. That's the whole issue. If you don't change the computer, it will never give you maximum performance. That's it.
Wow. To me, it's basically they've set up the system to confound proper, higher efficiency carburation to make sure that the maximum amount of fuel is put throughput the engine and ventilated out the back of the tailpipe.
Yeah. If you read the comments I have on my page, the expert witness for the FTC actually admitted that adding hydrogen will improve performance. He wouldn't admit how much, but he actually admitted that simply adding hydrogen to gasoline will improve its performance. So
wow.
when you read the whole judge's decision and see how FTC made absolute fools of themselves, you'll also learn that the FTC was working on this case for 6 months before they slapped the restraining order.
How much money do you think they spent to try to suppress the technology? And who is pulling their chain? Is it the government? Is it bureaucrats? Is it corporations? Or is it just another branch of the secret agencies like the NSA saying, hey, no, you guys aren't allowed to have this. We don't want in 2009 or 10 good high fuel energy fuel technology. We want to have austerity. We want to have people not able to get to work, not able to plant crops. We want to have a serious shutdown of the economy because energy is it. And if you have efficient technology, there's no reason to shut down your economy, is there? Amazing. We'll be back in a moment. Your questions, 800-259-5791. We'll be back in just a moment with the truth, shocking truth that it is.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Nutramedical Report. Please continue. I'm sure you have some more news to cover today. Ken, go right ahead.
Yeah. On my energy page, in the left column, you have to scroll down. It was probably a week or two ago I posted it. Economist Gerald Celente had a powerful video clip, about 15 minutes long, on YouTube. I have it posted there, where he gives you 14 minutes of doom and gloom that we all know about, and then he closes with an interesting comment. He felt the only industry that could possibly pull the U.S. out of this nosedive is to start investing in renewable energies. So that's from Gerald Celente himself, not just Ken Rasmussen, who already has a preference in that direction.
Exactly.
The dot-com disaster of the late 90s was financed entirely by spoiled brat Ivy League kids from college who went to college by rich daddies in the first place, and then when they got their cushy jobs at a venture capitalist firm, all they did was finance their buddies, other buddies from college's stupid ideas. So that created the initial influx of cash, and then Wall Street moves on rumor, and billions flowed into the dot-com. It exploded in everybody's face then, right around 2000. That's the wrong way to go about it. The venture capital industry is failing America, and I'm speaking that as a former professional. I was a licensed stockbroker myself during the 1990s, and I resigned after 6 years in disgust because I was seeing the fat cats getting away with massive insider trading, and they were never getting called on the carpet.
Wow, that's another very important point. In other words, what you're saying is something that Obama is not doing, which is making these structured investment vehicles and the bubble economy, the casino economy, illegal. And it needs to be made illegal at this G20 meeting coming up in April. They shouldn't be worried about trying to make the IMF the World Bank. They need to get an exchange rate rationality, but they don't need to take over the printing and making of money. They need to have some international rules of the road so these institutions can't get away with deviltry and criminality.
Yeah, well, I read Creature from Jekyll Island. I have no respect for the banking industry. They stole my grandfather's farm back in the 30s. They injured my dad financially, and they stole my house back in the 80s.
Right.
I've got no respect for the banking industry. But I will show some respect for Wall Street when you're talking about genuine equity. And it's the guys I'm pointing a finger at right now are the venture capitalists in that industry are failing America. Why? Because where are they investing their risk capital that should be going into renewable energy? They're blowing it offshore, all of them. They're all a bunch of turncoat, treasonous traitors to this country's economy. The few guys who have genuine risk capital, I don't want the small guy out there taking a chance on risk. I learned that from my Series 7 license. You don't risk anything you can't afford to lose. But I'm talking about the fat cats out there now who have a few billion in their risk investment funds. They're not spending it on renewable energy, and that ticks me off. Ticks me off.
Well, they know that the only thing that's going to take it out, I remember that comment by Gerald Celente, and he says, you know, the thing that's going to pull us out of this very clearly and quickly and cleanly and painlessly is things like this technology, is like the discovery of fire, nuclear fusion technology that can be miniaturized, advanced technology that takes clean burning coal and oil and natural gas and gives you hundreds of miles per gallon that literally rockets us to a new level where there's really no, quote, peak oil, which really is garbage. The idea that easy oil is already peaked is absolutely ridiculous. There's enough oil and gas in America and coal to supply us for many years. We have a research facility going on in France now. It's international for nuclear fusion, but that's the for public consumption. The fact is we've had nuclear fusion technology for over 30 years. It is miniaturized down so it's even in our spaceflight vehicles. We don't have to have snap nuclear engines that are loaded to the gunnels with radioisotopes that are dangerous. The fact is that they don't want this technology because they have to control the people by creating artificial shortage, insufficiency, and failure. That's what they're doing to the human race and to our country and around the world.
Let me flesh out my example here, my accusation that will prove my point. We've got the Progressive Insurance X Prize coming up. The deadline for entry is this Saturday. It is a $10 million reward. The goal that any winners have to meet is they have to have a vehicle that makes over 100 miles to a gallon. Dutchman already has one. Some of the HAFCs have actually gotten smaller vehicles over 100 to a gallon. I know of not just one, not just Dutchman's. I know personally of two other technologies, not associated with Dutchman at all, that could win that X Prize hands down, but they can't get the capital to even pay the $7,500 entry fee, let alone finish their whole prototype. I know of two that I assure you both of these would win, because one is electric, which could go from L.A. to New York and back on one charge.
Wow.
I know who can do that, and they can't find the capital. If there's any VCs out there, venture capitalists, that have got $300,000 and you want the glory of winning the X Prize, contact me.
Yeah, and how do they contact you?
I'll put you in touch with the right inventor.
Yeah, go ahead. Give us your contact information, Ken. And this is important. We're talking solutions here, people. We're not just talk radio. We're action. We're stopping aspartame and the Codex, and we're stopping this insane Obama kind of spend your way out of depression. No, the way out is what Gerald Celente says. Please give us your contacts.
Best way to contact me is go to commutefaster.com, and at the bottom of any of my pages, I have my email address. I read that about every 5-10 minutes. So the best way is contact me through email, and I will put you in touch with the right people. The XPRIZE entry closing date is this Saturday, so you have to move fast if anybody wants the glory of winning that. I learned just a few days ago of a millionaire playboy down in Malibu who has already entered something, and when I learned the technology that he's entering, it's a joke. He doesn't have a chance.
Yeah.
So the people who've got money are squandering it on baloney.
Right. And they need to contact people that really do know what's going on and get real technology that's going to liberate us from the globalists. The globalists, you see, are laughing at us. It's like I had a flight that I mentioned several times, flying back from Denver to New York City, sitting up in first class with a senior engineer from Sony Corporation, and he said, well, I said, what's new? And he said, well, they have this new plasma screen supercomputer that's a laptop. I said, well, did it use light optic circuits? And for the next 35 minutes, I explained to him all this technology. He said, you can't know that. It's highly classified. I said, look, it's NSA. They're leaking this technology to you now. I said, I had a friend who had a laptop, fiber light optic supercomputer that ran in 1962. Okay, people need to know they have level 10 technology and they leak level 4 in 2010, and they have solutions for every problem on Earth, including food, transportation, everything that we are dealing with. They're suppressing the technology, killing the inventors, doing everything they can to use government agencies, regulatory actions, everything to squander our future.
That's mind-boggling to learn that.
It is.
For investment, I let me quote a passage of Scripture. I think Jesus Christ gave everybody the best guideline yet for investment. Luke chapter 6, verse 35. I'll just quote part of it here. He said, lend hoping for nothing again. Well, now stop and think what that means. Lending, never expecting to get it back. And in the previous verse, he says, well, if you lend expecting a return interest, that's what the sinners do. And then he closed by saying, lend hoping for nothing again. That's what stock investment is in. If a farmer plants 10 seeds in the ground, he knows one or two won't sprout. That is investment. That is taking a risk. Now, poor people have no business risking what they can't afford to lose. But I'm addressing the venture capitalists here, the accredited investors. You know who you are. You owe it to humanity to start investing in humanity and stop this Bernie Madoff baloney. And, oh, Dr. Deagle, did you hear that Marco Polo's video clip just blowing the lid on SEC and why they missed Madoff?
No, tell us about it.
The link is on my page. You've got to listen to it.
Give us the highlights because we've got just a minute left. Go ahead.
This was an independent researcher. He discovered Bernie Madoff was a Ponzi scheme back in 2000 when he had only ripped people off for $1 billion at that point.
Wow. You see, these guys are out there purposely blowing up the economy, just like Mr. Soros on his traveling score around British News, BBC, NPR, etc., telling them how terrible it is what they're doing. He invented it. They're purposely demolishing the economy, just like Obama's racing forward to spend even more money that we don't have. It's ridiculous.
But Marco Polo said that the SEC did not find Bernie Madoff because the lawyers don't know how to do the math.
Oh, my gosh. What do they think we are, morons? We'll be back tomorrow with another revelation on the nationalized health care that the Abomination Administration wants to bring in, and another update with Jurisdictionary Dr. Fred Graves. You don't want to miss it. Take care, and everybody, take action today or pay tomorrow.